You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Bill Ryder with you, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. When you need someone to navigate a loan, I can't. See? Just like that. What is less reliable? Technology, when I'm around it, as we effort Mark Medina, or Anthony Davis in the playoffs? It's a very, very close call. Do you know on some movies they have highfalutin fancy pieces of technology that you push a button and then all the technology goes down, like EMPs or something? I'm a human version of that. Just bring me into your house and your computer will be broken within 3 hours. But Pete Bilotti has fixed it. And that means Mark Medina is with us now. The remarkably talented, hardworking, excellent national NBA writer, guru for USA Today, based on the West Coast in beautiful Los Angeles, California, where I'm normally based out of. I'm in New York right now. Mr. Medina, hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing? Come back to LA. We miss you.
I'm ready. Actually, it's nice to be in New York, but they have this thing called rain, Mark, that I'm not accustomed to.
Oh, yeah. People in LA don't respond well to that. They usually get in accidents.
They do. It sprinkles, and people just drive into medians. They just like...
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's infuriating, because I'm not one of those guys. You know, I'm East Coaster. I know what the brutal winters are like, so I got to get these guys in gear.
If memory serves, Mark G underscore Medina on Twitter, G for great. You're a Philly guy, right? Is that your sort of where you're from?
Not quite. A York, Pennsylvania guy. Okay. But York's not really on the map, but I'm trying to put it on there.
I upgraded you to Philly.
Southern Central PA, closer to the Maryland border.
Absolutely magical place. I've never stepped foot in. Mark Medina here on the show. I can't even talk, can't even say your name. So what do we know about Anthony Davis? Where are things at with the Lakers star?
Yeah, the Lakers wish they knew more. They are just listing him as questionable as of now for tonight. He had an MRI that basically confirmed what we already know. He has a strained left groin. But I would be very surprised if he plays tonight, because just here's historical reference with the caveats that, hey, everybody's responds differently. We don't know if it's the exact nature of this injury. But when LeBron James strained his left groin his first season with the Lakers, he wound up missing 27 combined games. So this is a serious injury, no joke. I know things with the playoffs, it can change, but I just can't see him suiting up tonight, because it's a pretty big deal.
Mark Medina here on the program. Mark, it's been obviously a postseason defined by injuries or guys returning from injuries, and right in Donovan Mitchell's case, but critical guys either out or coming back from having been out. We just saw this in Philadelphia. We'll see what happens with Joel Embiid. It certainly has impacted this Suns-Lakers series on the other side of the equation, on the Phoenix side of the equation. Chris Paul looked a lot better in that last game. Any sense of what we can expect from him health-wise tonight?
Yeah, that's the thing that's playing out here, for better and for worse. I think it's obviously an encouraging sign that Chris is moving in the right direction. In the context of that Game 4 performance, Monty Williams was going to hold him out, because he thought his shoulder was getting a lot worse and he just didn't want to put him in a tough spot. Chris pleaded his case, he listened, and voila, he played really well. So, but here's the thing, this could play out the same way that played out with Anthony Davis in Game 3, where he had a left knee injury, he wound up getting it out, playing really well, and you think, okay, this guy's going to be able to play through this. So, you don't want to discount that maybe things turn for the worse, but you never know. I mean, that's the tough thing with this series. The unfortunate part is that on both sides of the aisle, injuries have played a major factor in how each game has been decided, as opposed to just, hey, how are both teams executing on the floor.
Mark Medina on the show. Mark, I'm going to ask you some questions, and they're somewhat hypotheticals, but just hypothetically, if both the Suns and the Lakers were 100% healthy by the next round or the conference finals, which of these two teams, or maybe it's both teams, do you think are legitimate title contenders if Anthony Davis's groin is healed, if Chris Paul's shoulder gets better?
I think both of them are title contenders. In the West, completely, I would look at, assuming, again, clean bill of health, I would say the Utah Jazz, the Phoenix Suns, both L.A. teams are title contenders. I don't have the Denver Nuggets in the mix because we know that we can't play with a hypothetical with Jamal Murray being out because he's been ruled out for a while now. But they, you know, have had a ways of overachieving. But I would put it those four teams, assuming that, you know, everyone's relatively healthy, at least available.
And hypothetical number two, which may not be a hypothetical, but let's just say that Anthony Davis is unable to play again in this series, and Chris Paul is the version of him that we saw in, you know, games two and three. He's out there, but he's not able to really impose his will. What's the better basketball team? Who's the favorite to win two of the next three?
Well, without a doubt, it's the Suns. I wouldn't discount the Lakers' ability to win the series because LeBron James is LeBron James, and I know that they had a really ugly third quarter when Anthony Davis was out, but they rebounded really well in the fourth, and there is a template this season that when LeBron was on the floor and AD was out, there was some initial struggles. They started out 1-4, but then they won six of their next seven. And so I do trust that LeBron will elevate his game and he can elevate those around him. That's what makes him a great player. But if they're without Anthony Davis for the rest of the playoffs, I don't see the Lakers winning the championship. It's one thing to get out of the first round, you know, even against a good Phoenix Suns team. But to ask LeBron, I know he's done amazing things, but to almost single-handedly carry the team through the championship without a star teammate, I just don't see it.
Mark,
you never know.
Who do you think wins tonight?
I think it's going to be the Lakers. This might be bold, but I don't know if they will win the actual series. But if Anthony is out or if he's in, I could see this kind of being an adrenaline rush game where AD, I don't know if he would be dominant because he would be limited, but he would be one of those guys that, hey, he lays out on the line, he at least makes some sort of impact, and then everyone elevates their game. If he's out, same thing. But if he's out for the rest of the series, I would predict that the Suns wind up winning this one in seven.
Mark, we were having technical difficulties getting you on the air because I'm here and therefore the equipment won't work because I'm a technological curse. So you might not have heard this. At the start of the show, they have a little intro where they have me saying random things, including I like to admit when I'm wrong. So here's me being wrong. I made fun of, this will surprise you, I made fun of Ty Lue when he said how much easier it was going to be to go to Dallas and win games down 2-0, how it was just so much easier to win on the road. And I was wrong. Obviously, the Clippers turned things around. Luka Doncic not being right may or may not have played a significant role in that. That series has become really interesting. For you, are the Clippers the hands-down favorites going forward, or do you still like Dallas' chances to make a series of this thing?
I want to give the Clippers hands-down favorites. Obviously, they're in a much better position, but I would give them the edge only because, you know, they have home court now, and, you know, the capacity is increasing slowly but surely, and Luka Doncic's injury is a real deal. But I think if all things were equal, and maybe Luka can show improvement with his health, I think it's a coin toss. But I think the encouraging thing with the Clippers is they showed remnants of their last year's identity in the first two games, and the fact that they withstood a 30-7 deficit at the beginning of the game and called their way back. You know, you can criticize them all they want, and they deserve it for why did you get in this hole in the first place. But the fact that they didn't completely wet the bed and they were able to recover and rectify their mistakes, yeah, I think it's a potential turning point.
Mark Medina from USA Today. Mark, I'll just do the Western Conference, even though it applies in the East as well. The number of injuries or question marks around guys' health that are shaping this postseason is stunning. We've talked about Anthony Davis and the Lakers. We've talked about Chris Paul and the Suns. You brought up Jamal Murray and Denver. I forgot at the start of the show, just because there's so many, to mention Luka Doncic and that series. If these injuries and I think they will, continue to severely impact the postseason out West and to limit some teams that had real upside. Is it the Clippers world? Do you think Portland could be surprising? Like, how do things play out if all these injuries remain troubling for all these teams in the Western Conference?
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why I thought, you know, when I'm making predictions, I'm making them off of logic, but I wouldn't be comfortable enough throwing money on it because there's all these qualifiers, and injuries, unfortunately, have been, you know, a thing this year, even more so in recent seasons. And so I think with all that, there is a feeling that everything's up for grabs. Now, I do think that there is clear separation between those four Western Conference teams I mentioned versus everyone else. I could see the Denver Nuggets sneaking in even without Jamal Murray because they've been so used to playing through adversity. Nikola Jokic, he got my MVP vote for a reason. He's been really consistent and available. And they just have a lot of good depth, a lot of good coaching. But with Portland, you know, Damian Lillard's always due to have a really good game at any given night. I just think, you know, the reason why I would give the Nuggets over the edge over Portland, not just to win the series, but as far as their championship chances, we've seen throughout the season that Damian Lillard's play might be enough to get them into the playoffs, but it hasn't been enough to develop consistent success, because even if he has the offensive support with CJ McCollum and Carmelo Anthony and there's a healthier front court with Nurkic, defensively they're a train wreck, and I just don't see how that can last long term through playoff series. Usually you need to use that as kind of your fallback plan when things go dicey.
And the Utah Jazz obviously lost that first game, did not have Donovan Mitchell. He comes back, he plays 25 minutes, he plays 29 minutes in his second game. He plays, I think he played 34, 35 last night and was you know, fairly impressive if inefficient. Are the Utah Jazz for you now a more of a favorite? How do you evaluate them in a Western Conference that, again, has been utterly and totally marred by injury?
Yeah, I think if we're speaking right now, Utah would be the favorite to get out of the West because they're a lot healthier. But I think, you know, unfortunately, that is all going to be subject to change these next two playoff series, where you never wish injuries on anyone, even in our field where, you know, we're not necessarily tied to the stakes. But it's a reality, and I think you could see a scenario where, you know, if the Suns or the Lakers advance, they'll be able to get healthier with time because, you know, they'll have the days off in between games for their guys to get right. While maybe, you know, something happens with one of the Jazz's players, you never know. But as we're talking right now, because they're in a better state of health than the Lakers, than the Suns, and I think that they're a much more consistent, complete team than the Clippers, I would put them at the favorite to get to the finals.
Mark Medina from USA Today. I want, when you're on the show, for this to feel like it's a blank canvas for you. I want you to be able to paint a masterpiece in any direction you want. So if you would like to comment on Doc Rivers saying that scoring 1 point per possession in the context of Ben Simmons getting fouled and making every other free throw, if you'd like to just weigh in on Doc Rivers, I would argue, factually misstated belief that a offensive rating of 100 is not what you'll take every time, I want to welcome you to that opportunity. But if you don't, it's like a G.I. Joe choose your own adventure. We could just talk about Embiid's injury. You take that whatever direction you want. Either Doc Rivers doesn't know what he's talking about or Joel Embiid injury concern. You choose.
Oh, I'm an open book. But as far as Ben Simmons goes, I think that you have to just be a strategist. And if he's not hitting the foul shots, you got to do what's right, even if it is Ben Simmons. But my hunch is that Doc was shooting that down not because he questioned the strategy, but my presumption is he felt like dealing with that through, you know, just whatever negative reaction could be of, you know, not necessarily like alienated him, but just his confidence level dropping or something like that. The negatives of exposing the free throw line would be a lot less severe than that, but, you know, wound up being a factor in the game. But I think the biggest factor that you mentioned is Joel Embiid's injury and what it means moving forward, and there didn't seem to be a lot of clarity after the game on how severe that was. So you never want to discount it, especially when it comes to Joel's injuries, because he's had a lot of them.
It is disconcerting. All right, Mark, last one for you. I'm going to go to the Nets game tonight at beautiful Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and presumably they're going to win that game, and almost certainly they're going to win that series. So let me just jump ahead, if I can be disrespectful on accident, to the Boston Celtics. When we get to Nets-Bucks, for me, I think that's, at least for me, I think that's the likely winner that is represents the East, and with all respect to Philly. Who do you like in that series? Like, do you have a strong view, Nets versus Bucks, when we get to that one way or the other?
Yeah, I think, again, we were talking about health earlier. The health caveats aside for either team, I think that you can make a case for Nets, Bucks, or Sixers to get out of the field, and I think the rest of the field in the East, you know, there might be challenges here or there, but no one's getting to the finals beyond those three teams. But I would pick the Nets out of that group and in the head-to-head matchup with Milwaukee, because it's a simple answer. They just have a lot more star power, a lot more offensive punch, and even if they do have defensive deficiencies, their talent level and their chemistry is just so off the roof that it can make up for that. But I think, you know, where the Nets are vulnerable, you know, I know it's a cliche with the health and all that, but with the Nets, we've seen throughout the season that that's been a serious thing. There's been so many overlapping injuries among their three stars with Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. And while I don't think it's that big of a deal that they've only played, you know, seven games together before the playoffs started, you know, they are pretty fragile guys right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if another injury happens to any of those guys, especially to Harden and Durant, because of what we've seen this season. But as of now, they're healthy and available, so I would give it to Brooklyn to win it.
Mark Medina, it is a bizarro NBA postseason, but it's absolutely fascinating, and now I think we have a better handle on it because of your expertise. Appreciate you, buddy. We'll be reading you over at USA Today, and I will see you at the NBA Finals. I presume you'll be there wherever the hell those are going to be in a month.
Yeah, knock on wood. Let's hope we can make it happen.
All right, buddy. Thanks for making time, Mark.
All right, thanks so much, man.
See you, dude. There are a few things in life that are absolute. Death is one of them. Taxes is another one. And the NFL squeezing every last dollar out of its sport, even at the cost of its long-term health, is certainly another. We'll get into that next here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.